Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The beef checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, beef checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Today's cattle futures were higher in both live cattle and feeder cattle, while the lean hog futures were slightly lower. December live cattle finished up 55 cents at 107.80. The February's up 87 at 111.65. April's 92 higher at 115.85. And then feeder cattle were anywhere from about 20 to $1.20 higher. January's were 57 higher at 137.50. The March is up 45 at 139.10. And April's up 30 at 140.82. And then the lean hogs out in February, they were down $1.17 to close at 64.92. Technically speaking, the live cattle have been really the same price since the beginning of November. We've been significantly higher, somewhere around 115. The low was around 110.50 or so. Of course, today's close at 111.65 is right in the middle, and we're also right near both the 20 and 50 day moving average. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, they seem to be more of an uptrend here. Today's high takes us back to near the highs from about a week ago, back on December 1st, we went all the way up to 142. Currently, the March is at 139.10, but we're above the moving averages, both the 20 and 50-day moving averages.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Today's grain markets were mixed. The wheat was the one bright spot today, up 11 to 12.5 cents. July of 21, Kansas City was up 12 even to close at $5.71. And that's the highest level in about 2 weeks or so. Back on November 30th, they were at these levels as well. The overall contract high for the July 21 was $5.95, set back on October the 21st. The low since then was just a few days ago at about $5.40. Now on December 7th. So we've had a really good 30-cent rally here in the last four trading sessions. Corn today was down 2 to 4 cents, and then beans ended up today down 4 to 5 cents. This morning at 11 a.m., we had the monthly crop supply and demand report from the USDA. And this report showed us several things here, U.S. and world-ending stocks. It had corn a little bit higher than expected at 1.702 billion bushels, and the average guess was just below 1.7. Soybeans were 175 million. The average guess was 165 million. And then wheat was 862. They're looking for 874. So it's bearish for corn and beans here in the U.S. and a little bit bullish for wheat. The cotton production number was 15.95 million bales. They were estimating just over 17. So reduction in cotton production. Ending stocks was 5.7 million bales. They're looking for 7.2.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.